When you're ready, go. I was wondering what to do, so I gave my head a scratch. Found I had a match behind my ear. So I bought them light of fuel and went looking for a mule. But because of the thick fog, I only found a dog. But I thought, he'll do. So I put him on a lead and I took him home to feed, fattening him up, cause he was a skinny pup for a bigger fire. So I waited until dark and I hoped he wouldn't bark. When I took him to the park, he thought it was a lark, cause he did not know. Poor little dog. Poor little dog. Oh, oh. I took him to a tree where he thought he'd have a pee. Found himself a stick, so I hit him with a brick. I had other plans. I tied him up quite tight, even though he tried to bite. I got the matches out and opened up the spout of the lighter fuel. As I pulled petrol out, thought he heard a shout, so I looked into the fog. Saw a copper and another fucking dog, so I tied them both up, kicked the copper in the bollocks, chopped the dog's tail off and stuffed it in his mouth, fondled with his testicles and kicked him all over the fucking grass. Poor little dog and his brother. Poor little dog. His fur began to singe and I began to cringe. The smell was nauseating and my heart was palpitating at the dreadful smell. I was getting quite excited at the fire I had lighted. I was dancing while we glee, kicked the dog against the tree and his head fell off. Poor little doggy. Poor little doggy. Ah, the fire's going well. I heard the ringing of a bell and I looked between the trees and there was staring back at me was a fucking great red fire engine called Dennis. I heard a hateful shout as they aimed their water spout. And the next thing that I felt was water flying at me trouser leg, all over me fucking head, covering the dog, the old Bill, and every other bastard who was anywhere near us. Fuck's sake. I didn't even have a fucking umbrella. And you've been stuffed in front of a fireman's fucking nose. The dog pissed himself as well. Poor bastard.